We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Start or sit. Add or drop.
So this is football. I like it.
Don't sleep on these sleepers.
Football rules.
Because right now, lead fantasy analyst for Bleacher Report, Matt Kemp, gives you the latest on fantasy football heading into the weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
On 97.3 The Fan.
And indeed, with Gwen and Chris, Matt Kemp joins us. Time to talk a little fantasy football. Matt, how you doing?
Very good, guys. I was just shoveling my yard and my walkway. It's still in far better condition than the conditions in Mexico. So if the Rams want to play here, they're more than welcome to.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that your grass is probably a little bit better than what we saw out in Mexico there. Let's get right to it, Matt. The Seahawks, they have an interesting backfield right now. Carson's supposed to play tonight. Rashad Penny has the big game last week. Who should people be starting tonight?
I'm going to lean towards Carson, but I can't do so with a ton of confidence. I mean, if there's no issue here with him and he's been playing the last couple weeks, I probably tell you he's a locked-in top 15 running back, and you go forward and you play him confidently tonight against the Packers. But over the last three games, they've had three different players lead the team in rushing. And this is the team that is the number one now rush volume offense in the NFL. They run it more than anybody else per game. And now they have the best rushing offense. So you know if you get the right piece of this Seattle backfield, or even pieces, you're going to get fantasy production. But we saw Penny have the big game last week. He kind of disappeared for a little while, and then they went back to Davis and back to Penny. But we've seen Chris Carson be the guy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and say, look, they made a point to hold him out this past weekend, knowing they had a short week and a big game coming up against Green Bay. They wanted to make sure they wouldn't lose him for two games. So he's out there on tonight, Thursday night football. The matchup doesn't really scare me off. They're going to run the ball. And he went through full practice this week. And the last time he missed a game, Mike Davis was the man. And the next week back out there, it was Carson again. So I have to defer to Carson, but I put him at like 20 instead of 14 or 15, and I think you're kind of taking a shot in the dark on the other two guys as potential flex options.
Matt, let's take a look at the other side of the game tonight, Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. It's interesting how people react to one game, but Jones went off last week, had a huge game against Miami. Aaron Rodgers does not have all of the same weapons this year that he's had in past years, and you get the feeling that people, it's not that you're down on Aaron Rodgers, but he's not being rated as highly as he once was. Is that true?
I think that's, you know, what we saw last week was something I feel like the Packers needed to do. They controlled the game against the Miami Dolphins. It was a game that they should have won, and Rodgers only had to throw the ball 28 times. He didn't even have 200 yards. He threw a couple touchdowns. They both went to Davante Adams, but I think that was a game that the team needed where, hey, we've got this talented young running back. We've kind of inched a little bit closer and closer to making him the guy. And last week really cemented that. And Jones took the carries that he got, and he has gotten a season high in carries last week at 15. But each week that number has risen, and he's put Jamal Williams further and further in the rearview mirror, and obviously Ty Montgomery being gone. So it showed that, hey, you know, we don't just have to be a one-dimensional team. No one's going to tell you any different that they're not a creative team, because they have not been. And you can look around the league and see how teams are getting a lot more out of less talent than the Packers do, but Rodgers always kind of bails them out. But last week, it was a game I think they needed. So, you know, there wasn't the volume there. I think it'll be back this week against Seattle in tonight's game, and Adams will be okay, and I still feel good about Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Jimmy Graham will be fine, but I agree. They're not as loaded as they once were, so it would be smart to kind of stick with Jones playing a prominent role, and I think he could be a top 15 back again this week.
Matt Kemp joins us here on Gwen and Chris, lead fantasy analyst for Bleacher Report. Matt, Baltimore's quarterback situation. Obviously, Flacco is nursing a hip injury. Lamar Jackson has been the backup quarterback today. Only RG3 took snaps. What are you thinking about that quarterback situation?
Well, it sounded like Flacco was always a long shot, and I know they said he doesn't have to practice. Well, no Lamar Jackson. He had a stomach ailment today. Take that for what you want to. But the bottom line is he doesn't practice on a Thursday before what potentially could be his first start. And if you're going to miss any practice time before your first start, I don't think you're going to be out there. So my guess is RG3 is going to start this game against the Bengals, which is not a bad matchup. It's just a little frustrating for fantasy if we're maybe going to the third guy on the depth chart. And then on top of that, you know, do we still see a little bit of Lamar Jackson? Even, you know, if he gets back to practice tomorrow, I think that's a possibility. So it's kind of a big annoyance for fantasy because the matchup is so good. Cincinnati's got one of the worst defenses in the league. So, you know, I want to be high on John Brown bouncing back, and you take a shot on Willie Snead, but it's hard to get super high on these guys when we don't know which of the three quarterbacks is going to start that game.
Let's go to the big game on Monday night, and we already talked about its move to Los Angeles, and let's talk about the Rams losing Cooper Kupp and what that means for Brandon Cooks and for Robert Woods. It seems like on the surface that automatically both of those guys get a whole lot more targets, but every now and again in fantasy football, just when you think you've got it all figured out, the game plan changes and they do something different that you don't expect. Is this really good for Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods owners right now?
I think Woods gets the bigger bump because I think he's going to kick inside and play in the slot, and then you'll where Kupp was playing, and then you'll have Josh Reynolds playing on the outside with Cooks. I mean, no doubt there's more targets to be had. Kupp had 55 on the season. That's a pretty big number considering he, by the way, missed basically three games. So he was right there. All these guys were all pretty close in targets on a per-game basis. Well, the problem for me is where does this go if it's not Woods or Cooks? Is it Reynolds? Is it the tight ends, Everett and Higbee? Because before the injury for Kupp, this is a very well-defined team for fantasy. It was Woods, it was Cooks, it was Kupp, it was Todd Gurley. We knew we were getting the fantasy production, and we didn't have to worry about, you know, a random guy scoring. Well, last week, Everett scores a touchdown. Higbee scores a touchdown. We've seen Reynolds score before in Kupp's absence. So I don't know if there's one guy that really gets to replace Cooper Kupp, but from a target standpoint, I think Robert Woods is the biggest beneficiary, although you're certainly feeling good about Cooks and Woods going forward. Both guys, minimum top 15 wide receivers. They could be both top 12 wide receivers, including on Monday night against the Chiefs.
Matt, a few weeks ago, Golden Tate gets shipped away to Philly. At this point, is there anybody you can trust offensively for Detroit fantasy-wise?
I'm going to say that maybe Kenny Golladay could be busy this weekend because you mentioned Golden Tate is gone. Marvin Jones not looking like he's going to play this week with the knee injury, so that's a lot of targets that are going to disappear in a couple of weeks here for Detroit coming into this game, and I think they all fall to Golladay. Now, I will say this. I was happy to see Kerryon Johnson still come through last week. It was garbage time production, but the Lions being smart enough to involve him as a receiver, even when they're playing from behind. Now, I'll give you one name you may be able to pick up right now and play this weekend if you're stuck with the bye weeks or injuries. Theo Riddick is the primary pass catcher out of the backfield. And if Marvin Jones is out, there are still a lot of targets to be had there. And he's always going to be in there because when they play from behind, that's who they go with. So he could be somebody that you plug and play this week as an RB3 or a flex. But this could be a very busy weekend for Kenny Golladay if Marvin Jones is out again.
This is such a tough week for a lot of fantasy owners. I mean, six teams are off, and that's a lot of players on bye. And you're starting to get to that point in the season, your fantasy season, where you have to win. Like, you can't just kind of kick a game away at this point. So it's great advice. I mean, to try and maybe a Theo Riddick, maybe somebody like that saves the day. I'm wondering how many people are excited about Brandon Marshall in New Orleans. I don't think as many people are as excited about him as they were about Dez Bryant, but he's basically being brought there to fill the same role that Dez Bryant was going to, yes?
Yes, and I don't think it's much of a role. I didn't think it was much of a role for Dez, and Marshall couldn't get anything going in Seattle. So I don't have a lot of confidence in Marshall being anything. I do kind of like Traquan Smith this week against the Eagles because of their secondary issues. I know everybody's talking about the Rams and the Chiefs scoring a bunch of points, and I think they will. But I think there could be a lot of points scored between the Saints and the Eagles as well. Both teams have beatable defenses, especially the Eagles on the back end with all their injury woes, Mills and Darby being banged up there. So Traquan Smith, once again, you're looking deep, you're reaching for a sleeper. He might be a name to take a look at. I don't really feel much about Brandon Marshall. I always felt that Dez was going to be more of a luxury to that team anyway. You know, they're a middle-of-the-pack team in terms of pass attempts per game, but they're a top-10 team in rushing attempts. And once again, there's a team that is pretty well-defined. Kamara, Ingram, Michael Thomas, that's where the majority of the fantasy production comes from, and obviously Drew Brees as well.
As always, Matt, we appreciate your expertise on the fantasy tip, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Take care, Matt.
Great stuff, Matt.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.